There was once a couple in Eretz Yisrael that had a very close relative that they wanted to get into Yeshivas Ponovich in Bnei Brak. They held it would be very, very good. It would be a tremendous success for him to be in. Now, we know the one that was in charge of Ponovich Yeshiva, the one that decided who's going to be admitted or not, was the Ponovich Arav himself. And the Rosh Yeshivas were hired under the Ponovich Arav. So this couple, they lived in the same building as the Rosh Yeshivas Ponovich Hagoyner Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So they figured, even though Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wasn't in charge of deciding, but he definitely had protective, what we call pull, by the Ponovich Arav. So they went in, the couple, they lived in the same building. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky lived on the bottom floor. They lived three floors higher. So they went into Rav Shmuel Rozovsky together, and they asked Rav Shmuel Rozovsky if he could please use his connections by the Ponovich Arav and please be able to get their relative that they held. It was very, very important for him, for his success in learning and in life, to be able to be accepted into the Ponovich Yeshiva. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky told them he will definitely try to put in a good word and help them. But he said there's nothing he could do at the present moment because it was Ben Azmanim. And by Ben Azmanim, the Ponovich Rav was away now, and no one had cell phones then, and he said he's unreachable. It happens to be Rav Shmuel Rozovsky himself was one of the few people who had a telephone in his apartment at that time, his own private line. But he said, but there's no way for me to get hold of him now. He's away. It's Ben Azmanim. So the lady, it meant so much to her to get this relative into the yeshiva, she burst out into bitter tears crying. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said, you know, I'm really going to try to do what I can, but there's nothing I could do right now because he's unreachable, the Ponovich Rav, and he's the one who makes the decision. So then they left. He said, 20 minutes later, there was a knock on their apartment, and to their great shock, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was standing there. And they say he never walked up. He had to walk up three flights of stairs. And they figured, what, he's coming, something new happened? He said, no, I have nothing new to add. He said, I still didn't get hold of the Ponovich Rav, he's unreachable, but I'm just so bothered that I see that your wife is so bothered, the way she was crying. Please tell her to calm down, Amir to Hashem, things are going to work out, I'm going to try, and she should just hold up until you know, I touch base with the Ponovich Rav, she should hold up. And then he went back down to his apartment. Said an hour later, there was another knock on the door, and it was Reb Shmuel Rozovsky again. And this time he had a Besura Taiva to tell them. He said, oh, the Ponovich Rav called me. And I put in a good word, and he accepted him on the spot. He said, Baruch Hashem, everyone was so happy. That's the end of the story. What do we learn from this story? What's the gadlus of Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in this story? The fact that when the Besura Taiva came in, that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky went to give over the Besura Taiva, that's not the gadlus. That any yid that has feels for another yid, and you see how much someone's in pain, and the Yeshua came, you want to quickly rush and tell the person right away, you should know the Yeshua came. The godless over here is that when nothing changed, before the Yeshua came, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky came, went in special, with nothing new to add, just to reiterate what he said, that he's going to try to help, in order to help the person stay afloat, to ease their pain until the Yeshua comes. How many people do we know that are suffering, that need, have this problem, they need a shidduch, they need that, they need so many things, and I could say, okay, if I have a Yeshua at hand, I have something to help them, I'll do it right now. I don't have anything to help their problem. Yes. But every person can reach out and call the person and give them that little bit of chizuk to help them stay afloat until the Yeshua comes. And if we do that, Hashem does everything mida keneged mida, and every person needs their own personal Yeshua. If we do that and help people stay afloat until the Yeshua comes, Hashem will help you back, every person back, every yachid back, to stay afloat until their own personal Yeshua comes.